Hello and welcome. Hey, look, we got Stefan. We don't actually have Stefan, but if you see the stream, Stefan's face was on our intro.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I continue my subscription. Hello, Ace.
Hi. How's it going?
Ace Ventura?
Not Ace. Nah, Ace Rimmer.
Sure.
Ace Attorney.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 206.
Flying Gaces.
Objection.
Episode 206.
206. Oh, God, you know, it's only 2 weeks away from the 4 year.
4 years.
Oh, jeez.
That's crazy. Have we done?
Sweetify?
We've done quite a bit in those 4 years. Well,
yeah, I mean, we spent 2 years trying to do the whole YouTube thing, and then further year.
Yeah, and for one, we did 200. Well, we will have done 207 podcasts every week.
Sure.
Not 207 every week, but 207 total every week.
Consecutive podcasts.
Yeah, 207 in a week. That would have been ridiculous.
207 in a week would still be possible. Just, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You could do it. Maybe, no.
You could if you did them 45 minutes of podcast.
Maybe.
Every hour. Or if you did 45 minute podcasts.
Consecutively.
Over a week. Sleep.
That'd be a long sleep.
No. I didn't.
I thought working 50 plus hours a week, maybe sometimes 60 plus hours a week was enough. I don't want to do 207 hours in a week.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
Hey, get back.
Did you lose your ace?
You know, oh, no, the ace was gone. I told you it was a flying ace.
Oh. So how are you guys today?
Warm.
War.
It is warm, yeah. It's 23 at the moment, but it's been hit 26 earlier.
It's 25 here right now. I have a blanket over my shoulders.
Oh, you and your Canadians, and you know, you...
I blame my new job and the fact that I have a cold.
You have a cold?
Yes, I have a cold.
You managed to get a summer cold?
Yep.
It happens.
Believe me, bro.
It's COVID. It's COVID. Totally COVID. I'm dying on you guys.
No, you're not dying on us.
No. I blame my job for always feeling cold now. When I'm out in 45 degrees Celsius heat on top of 160 degrees Celsius asphalt, it tends to feel cold around 25-30 degrees anymore.
Fair enough.
Like, I was outside, what was it, a couple weeks ago. And we had a fire in the backyard. It was probably close to 30 degrees outside. And I was sitting right beside the fire. Everybody else is like, we can't sit out there. You're fucking crazy. I'm like, it's nice.
It's nice.
It's very nice.
It reminds you of work.
No, that's not nice. No. I don't want to remind of work.
Remind us. Because you don't think you've actually, you never actually announced your job change. We knew.
I have sort of a couple of times. I don't know if I've actually said what I'm doing.
On podcasts.
Yes, podcasts. I think it's been mostly when you weren't around, to be honest. But yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
In the last,
I've not been around a lot.
The last 2 months, I switched jobs. I'm no longer a long-haul truck driver. I'm not going to say I got scammed by the recruiter, but it's definitely different than what they said the job.
Advertise.
Yeah. They were like, we need a service truck driver to drive a truck to and from our shop to the work site with water, fuel, tools. And they said you might do a little bit of raking of the asphalt to make sure everything's nice and level and flush and smooth before the rollers hit it. Well,
yeah.
in my 2 months of experience so far, I wouldn't consider myself a service truck driver. I would consider myself a laborer.
Oh.
That does about maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours of driving a day. Out of a 14-hour day.
Oh, dear.
So I'm a laborer.
You're a laborer who occasionally drives a truck.
Yes, I have a ticket to drive the truck. So I get paid slightly more than the laborers. But...
Right.
I'm a laborer.
Because you do the truck stuff, yeah.
So, I'm getting fit. I'm also getting very dark. Tanned.
Out all day.
Yeah, out in the hot sun.
That's not the immaterial gamer's way.
Yeah. Which is one of the reasons why I've been missing podcasts and haven't been around for any of the things. Like, I was hoping to be around for more stuff. But...
Mm.
At least I'm in my own bed every night, and...
Yeah, there's that. You're not in a sleeper cab.
Yeah. The girlfriend is happy about me being home. Sort of. As she puts her hand up, sort of.
And she waved.
No, she said, sort of.
Oh, is that what... Oh, I didn't see. I just saw the hand go up, and then the blur disappeared. I didn't see them.
Yeah, it was a... But, yeah, I'm happy to be home. The puppy dog's definitely happy that I'm home. So.
Yeah. Yeah, when it doesn't perk up with the weirdest words. I'm not saying it on stream. I know the keyword that you use to make the dog excited. You and Steph discussed it yesterday, and that's not safe for podcasting.
I don't even know what the hell got her excited about that. Like, she just, I guess it was just the way the words rolled out of my mouth or something. It just got her.
Yeah.
What? What? What did you say?
I mean, sure, I guess.
Sounds like a treat. Sounds like a treat. Different kind of treat.
Well, okay. Yeah.
But yeah. So.
I'm confused now, but okay.
Yeah, you weren't around.
Yeah,
for
don't
that
worry
one
about it.
We'll do it after.
We'll private text you, you know, something like that. Yeah.
So what's everybody been up to?
Yeah. God, like I say, it'd be warm. Took a nice break from editing Fantasy League stuff because there was no LEC this week, so I could just work on Secret Project 2 instead, which is what that is in the background.
I had a remember I had the heart attack. What was it, Friday?
The panic attack. Yeah, yeah, after a day's worth of gaming, you went and sent me like a message. It's like, oh shit, did I put my predictions in? It's like, no, you didn't, and you didn't need to.
Yeah, I was just like, oh crap.
But yeah, it turns out the schedule didn't change over the week, but I just wanted to make sure. So,
no, I double checked. I was like, do I need to do predictions? I was like, no, not this week. I'm like, sweet, I've done my predictions already.
Yeah, I'll probably do mine tonight.
They're locked in for this week.
You know, out at Alton Towers, even though he's supposed to be having the time of his life, Stefan is crying right now.
Why is he crying?
Well, I put the predictions in as he was making his way to Staffordshire. No. British. Hello, I'm Ryan. I'm English. Nah.
He's staying in with staying with hobbits.
He's not staying... What?
Yeah, he's staying with the hobbits.
Staying with hobbits. Oh, Shire. I get you. God, sometimes the pop culture references even go over my head, D. This is a thing you got to be careful about. But, yeah, Steph will be in all the time.
You can't put some stuff over your head, though. You can't...
What?
It wouldn't go over my head. It would... It'd be too quick. I'll catch it. Drax.
So you went from... No, it's two-phase palms now. It's just like, you know, and no my autofocus as well. It means I can't even go off camera with it. I just like go.
I went from Hobbit to Guardians of the Galaxy to Drax.
Just madness.
I can keep going if you want.
No, please don't. No, it's good. I mean, it keeps the conversation going, but. No, it's fine. But yeah, he'll be crying because he wouldn't have been able to place his predictions in before the teams even came up.
Oh, that.
Yeah. So it means he, you know, actually has to read the predictions and do them. But yeah, no, that's all fine. But yeah, LEC's back next or this coming Friday or tomorrow if you're watching the VOD of the podcast when it comes out. And then other than that, yeah, like I say, I've been working on Secret Project 2. You could ask me if I'm willing to give more information to the public about it.
Meh.
You could.
I'm guessing there's a no.
Yeah, it is a no because I'm not done yet.
And it's Secret Project. It's gotta be a secret.
It's like what Secret Project 1 was, which is which has been out for a month now, which is the Soundfall.
Oh, that one.
Biome in Soundfall project. That was Secret Project 1. And the only time that people knew what it fully was when I put it out. And that's going to be the same with Secret Project 2, except it's a lot more involved because this is the editor for Spin Rhythm, and
I know it's that much. Making your own track.
It's user friendly. I'm not making my own track. No, I'm charting a track. That's why in this corner over here is the name of the MP3 that I'm using, but because I don't even want to give that away, that's been redacted.
Okay. Redacted!
But let's be honest, it's...
Maybe I'll use my...
Is a damn sight... Has it got a damn sight more effort required for potentially little gain?
I should use some magic and just put a random track right over your, just a little text track.
Thomas the Tank Engine theme song.
Just edit it. Put it over the.
Just have the Hogwarts Express go past.
Yeah, but to be fair, I've missed a trick.
My cat
because Secret Project 2 is meant to be compared to Project 1, is meant to be ongoing. I mean, Secret Project 1 could happen with other streams in the future. I mean, there's no point in calling it Secret Project 1 anymore. Basically, a last look at a game that we've been streaming before it becomes just a personal game. That was the thing with Soundfall. That was the whole point of it, was that, right, I played Soundfall to completion on the streams, going for my last sort of ideas, which is to get to level 50, to get lethal mode and to go for the multi-platinum achievement, which is to get the best ranking in every song at lethal difficulty. That's for me to do. That's not a stream challenge. It's not a thing. That's for me to do in my own time, and that's out of words. And the Soundfall video was just a little quirky last thing to look at it before that became mine.
And then
we could do that with sort of other games. Like Duncan and Noah's had ideas. Regarding he's been playing Fire Emblem and then ranking Fire Emblem characters in terms of whatever the fuck, having usefulness, hotness, and that's in itself can be a video after he finished, Fire Emblem, that's the examples. So that's what we were looking at in regards to that. Secret Project 2 is a lot more, is going to be rhythm game focused. That's quite freaking clear.
Pretty but obvious.
The idea is toying with rhythm games and the formulas that they use to make something a bit more performative. And one of the ideas that I'd never had, but I now do have and can't steal it because they did it themselves, were Drastic Games themselves for Soundfall. They did a TikTok video called Will It Soundfall, which is they decided to place, and you have to believe me when I'm saying this, the track that they used to generate a level was the first chapter of Sun Tzu's The Art of War as an audiobook.
Hey.
As an...
I could...
Oh,
if
God.
I've still got, if I can still find it, I'll find it on the Twitch, and you can put the tweet in if you want. I've still got it somewhere, provided I can get past people just liking my stupid response to what's it called?
The end of the world as we know it.
Copy link to this tweet. I'm gonna have to send it to you, Terry, so you can place it into
the chat.
Sure.
Into the chat. But yeah. It's just a TikTok video of just playing a level of Soundfall to the tune of the Art of War.
Oh Jesus.
But that was in the middle of all the likes I seem to have been getting. League of Legends placed a Twitter question that said, you know, one of those engagement bait questions that's like, what's your favorite line of any champion in League of Legends? You know, and there's a lot of people putting stuff, you know, Demacia, you know, all that.
I have the best line ever.
Karmas and stuff like that. Do you know what mine was, Terry?
What's yours?
Bard Chime.
You want to know what mine is?
Go on.
Okay.
Rammus. Yeah, there were quite a few Rammus fans in there as well.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't say what Bard does. I mean, to be honest, it was between that or Rek'Sai Growl, but I preferred, you know, Bard.
See, Bard. I don't really remember what Singed said. Like, what Singed's lines were. But those would be some of my favorites, too.
Mix, swirl, mix.
How about a line. Drink?
Yeah.
Things like that. Singed line.
I do a lot of Lulu and Jinx.
Oh, yeah. That
tasted purple. You see Mo with your eyes closed.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I could do that. I mean, a lot of people were doing that, but, you know, it's a bit tough for someone to try and
Jinx
go.
Jinx's silver one is...
You couldn't have liked Bard Chime, because, you know, Bard Chime is more the other one. I was like, well, no, okay. Well, I mean, I went for Happy Bard Chime. You know, if you wanted me to go for Bard Chime on Death, then, you know, I would have gone for it. But sorry, you were looking for Jinx.
Jinx is my favorite line for Jinx is, I like my guns. You're my favorite gun. Don't tell the other ones.
Jinx. Bring on Arcane Season 2.
Well, yeah, it's basically year,
possibly.
I still haven't watched.
Hers is where she's just one. Having a skit with her drunk. Yes, I haven't watched season. Terry.
I think I watched like one episode.
Well, I mean, how did you feel with that one episode?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you should. Give it a watch again. You know, it's not for you. It's not for you. That's.
But no.
It's just what it is. But
I've got quite. Is that what Steph said when they asked me who's that character?
Who's that Pokemon?
He said a line. He said a line to me, and he said, "Who says that in League?" And I said, don't worry about it.
Wait, is that the line?
No, it's just Swain line.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure.
I'm always 5 steps ahead.
Sure, we could find a name that champion by their line quiz. We'll credit whoever it is.
I'll probably, I won't say I crush it, but I would do pretty damn well. I'm constantly doing one-liners from League Arta.
We could do this one. Can you name the League of Legends champions by their ultimate abilities?
Probably not. Maybe.
Continue without supporting is... My god, there is... Well, it's 157 champions. There's 18 minutes on the timer.
Oof. Yeah, would that be an after podcast kind of deal? And can we stream it?
Or what I'll do is I'll just play quiz and I'll just push. We just like, is there not where you can just finish? Hold on, give up. There we are. Give up. There we go. Easier. Don't have to do the champions, but I mean, come on, dude. Some of them are easy, you know.
Well,
Curse of the Sad Mummy. There you go.
Even I know that one.
Oh, yeah, well, what about this one? Lilting Lullaby.
What? Say that again.
Lilting Lullaby. I got it.
Zoe?
Nope.
Wait, no, that would be...
It's Lilia.
I love Lilia's Eep. Eep! I mean, Eep!
Tempered Fate.
Tempered Fate.
We've just talked about him earlier on.
Not Ramos.
It's not Singed.
Chime.
Oh.
Oh, Bard.
It is. It's Bard. And I'll give you one more. One more. One more. One that anyone can get. One that absolutely anyone can get. Look for one. Anyone can get this one. Subjugate. Okay, maybe you couldn't. Maybe you couldn't. It's Trundle.
Oh.
Actually, this one is for Terry, because he can easily get this one. No!
That's gotta be Nami. I'm guessing Gnar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Gnar, but yeah, someone's put this in. There's like 157 champion abilities. 157 champions in League at the moment, or is there more? When was this made?
There's a few, there's about that many. There's a few that, there'll be a handful off the list.
Yeah, but Jesus, 18 minutes to try and figure out
all the old
157 champions by ult.
I thought it would be a weird one. Oh no, because with Sylas's it would be just hijack, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be what he hijacks into.
Many other ways that you can look at this in reverse. Because you could go, you know, what's the name of Heimerdinger's ultimate?
Upgrade.
Good. Very good. The Culling? No, sorry, I've done that wrong. Sorry. I meant to have told you the name of the champion and not the ultimate. Twitch.
Peyton Spray.
Yeah. What you know what it used to be called?
Pray and Spray?
Nope.
No, it was before Pray and Spray, it was
What is Twitch?
He's a poison rat. Yeah, oh, rat tat tat.
Rat tat tat tat.
Oh yeah.
And go on, I'll give you one more, D, just so you can figure this out. Just what is Seraphine's ult?
Oh, it's not high note. Encore?
Yes. There you go. Poor Terry, he's just like, are these stuff that happen in TFT?
Sometimes these abilities are in TFT.
I was gonna say, no, I said high note because high note's her special ability.
I know it's a passive.
When it does the, like, you know, la 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 la, high note. Then go for
yeah, encore. High note is basically, what is it, every third ability that she's cast.
Does an extra ability.
Yeah. But, yeah, there we go. So, yeah, I spent way too much time thinking about that, making silly Twitter jokes and stuff. D! I always seem to talk.
You do. Really
you're good at it.
Much. Game-wise, I haven't been doing much. Been playing a bit of League. I've played some more Monster Prom. I've tried a bit more Monster Prom so I can get my head around it.
Monster Prom.
I've now managed to get a date with someone.
What is Monster Prom?
Monster Prom, Terry, is a multiplayer dating sim.
Yeah, you got 3 weeks to try and take a monster to the prom. Well, a fellow monster.
Which part is that that's confusing you there, Terry? The
it's
dating sim part
of
visual novels? Because they always happen. It's
just kind of strange.
The multiplayer aspect that's
the
like
multiplayer with that. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Basically, you're all trying to you've all got your own objectives and you take turns on who to woo, basically, and you can basically couple off each other.
Yeah. Because each date requires a certain
like table
number
or
of a stat. And those stat types, you know, are generated on a map, but only each turn, only one person can go to each place.
So if you need boldness, and someone goes to the toilets, then you're screwed.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and then like Dee said, there's another round where you're on a like a canteen table, and it randomly generates
who's at the table with who.
What characters are on each table, and you can only put yourself on one table.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there's that sort of weird.
So it's like if you've got like Damien and Scott, say someone's going for Damien or someone's going for Scott, and there's Damien and Scott's on our table, only one person can go for Damien or Scott.
They're two of the characters champions. One is a werewolf, and he's really, really dumb.
Yeah,
but he's very, very lovable. The other is a pyromaniac who just likes to, set things on fire.
Well, no, Damien's violence and setting things on fire. But I did actually have a prom date ending with Damien where he punched me in the face and wiped the floor with me.
That's not really a date.
He refused to even talk to me by the end of the thing. He went, "Yeah, I'll go to prom. I'm going to wipe the floor with you." And it's just a picture of Damien just smacking the living daylights out of my character.
Yeah, because there's the thing as well. There are secret endings. So even if you succeed in getting the date in question, if you've screwed up some of the events, or worse,
choices,
succeeded at some of the events, because I have to say that, succeeding can cause just as much chaos as feeling.
I pissed Damien off because I kept helping him out and doing stuff. I didn't like that. I kept saving Damien's arse, and because I was saving his arse, he wasn't happy. He saw that as me being authoritative and challenging him. Because it's Damien.
There is a literal, game-ending event. Let's say literal. There's a game-ending event that can happen in the sequel, Monster Camp, where if you fail to tell everyone or fail to convince the party that you are not a bear.
Oh, that ending.
Your character, instead of being a monster, becomes the bear. And therefore cannot date any of the characters that you've tried. So you have to then either try and set up a scenario where you don't need to have a date with anyone, or whether you just decide not to have a date because you're a bear.
But yeah, there's thousands of
endings.
I don't
know how much you need to just to insinuate on that, Terry. A bear.
You're a bear.
I'm a bear. Look at my beard.
Great, great, big, bushy beard.
It's still going for at least 4 weeks.
Four more weeks.
Basically off stream. I've just been doing a lot of decorating and crap at the moment.
That's not true. There's been something else you've been doing.
Pixel Man. Where are you guys?
Yeah. Stefan started a Pixel Man server that I get to join in on, because I'm never around for the other Pixel Man.
You could have joined in the other one, but
I'm never around for it.
Yeah.
He's not home at the time when it's up. But it's the same as Andrew is, though. If Steph has to be logged in, or I think Terry's got the login for it, so Terry has to be on the server.
It's a free service that basically, if there's nobody on, they just bring the server down to save their resources. Supported by ads.
So, yeah.
It's the same as Andrew's, but it's use CodeForge to get actually log into it, and you've got the map. But you don't have just enough items.
We do. Me and Steph do. We added it to ourselves.
Steph says it's a really janky way of doing it. And I'm really complicated.
It is a really janky way of doing it.
You search for too many items. Search for the version of 1.12.2. Drag it into the mods folder. It's ready to go.
Can we go through that later? After the stream. I'm not going to remember that right now.
Sure. Yeah, as long as you get the right version, it's not a problem. It's not 100%. It's kind of glitchy.
Just enough items would help immensely.
Yeah.
But we have maps, and Steph's give us a thingy all for the party.
Yeah, we have XP all, so all of our Pokemon get experience. We're not doing the grind, we're not doing the whole having to, we still have to
count the Pokemon every turn.
Yeah, we still have to build our own Pokeballs and stuff. We're not spawning in, everything.
We do have that machine. We have machines that can build the Pokeballs. Well, the hammer. Yeah.
It's a little anvil thing that will hammer it for us.
It's a modified furnace.
Yeah, it's a furnace with some coal in it, and you put the parts in, and it hammers them for you, so you don't have to hammer them. The only thing that... And then we built ourselves a little... me and Stefan
built a dome.
Yeah, me and Stefan built a Poke Dome yesterday with some spawners in it.
You need to flick a switch.
And there's levers in it that are linked to a spawner that will spawn. Yeah, they'll spawn.
Yeah, I can do the pop torture things as well.
They'll spawn specific types of Pokemon.
Yeah. So, and like, then you can configure it to spawn the level of the Pokemon and whether it's a boss Pokemon or a normal one.
Yeah, basically, you can turn the lever on and it'll spawn up to a certain amount of fire type Pokemon at a certain level range so that you can level your water Pokemon really easy.
Got you.
We could technically cheat and just give ourselves rare candies, level our Pokemon, but
or you could just basically put it up to 100 and just start catching level 100s.
Yeah.
If it was not on the boss mode. The boss mode makes it a bit more challenging to level, but you can't capture the boss ones.
Actually, it makes it a little bit easier to level because you get more experience. They're just harder to kill.
You get more XP. Yeah.
But, yeah.
It swings and roundabouts.
The downside with the boss, making them spawn bosses, is you can't choose their level. That's the biggest downfall with them.
Yeah.
They'll come out at whatever level the bosses are supposed to be. So if they're a common boss, they're usually around like 50 to 70. If they're the green boss, the uncommon boss, they're 60s to 80s. Mm. So they have different ranges, and you can't choose what range they come out if they come out as a boss.
But you could always just flip the switch off, click the terminal, it despawns everything, and then try again.
Yeah, that's the best part, is if you go into the spawner and go back out of it, it'll remove all the Pokemon that it spawned, so it doesn't overflow the
world. It will reset the room. You know, so you're like, that's too tough, that's too tough, that's too tough, reset.
Yeah.
If need be.
It's kind of, it is cheating, but we're sort of playing it as, yeah, as Ryan nods. It's cheating, but we're doing it to play all the gyms and sort of PvE based more than anything else. And yeah, we just didn't want to spend all of our time mining and grinding and stuff like that. Mm. We're still doing a lot of the stuff ourselves. Like we had to gather our own apricorns and make our own apricorn farm and all that stuff. We're just
like, there's quite a few more machines.
Yeah, we gave ourselves a healer. We gave ourselves a trading machine. We gave ourselves the washing machine for the fossils.
I haven't done that bit. I don't even know where that bit is.
It's on the roof.
Up on the roof.
We have a cloning machine, but we don't have a Mew. Technically, we could spawn in Mews, but we're, like I said, we're not cheating for that like that way. We're not giving ourselves legendaries. All the legendaries that we have, we found in the wild and caught them legitimate.
I have a Cetacane. Sorry.
What?
I have one legendary. I have one legendary, and it's a Cetacane.
Yeah, I have
the legendary dog from Crystal.
I have a legendary from Sword and Shield. The sword dog, whatever it is. The sword wolf. But
I got the one from Front of Crystal. That was a pain in the ass fight.
Yeah. They're pretty mean at level 70.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I've just built my team of what I think is going to be my team, and just trying to level them up to get them all close to the same level. Because
after the fourth gym, it's going to be based on the average level of your Pokemon. Well, no, the highest level.
The highest level of your Pokemon. So yeah, basically, after you've completed the first four gyms, the first gym was what, level 15 or something? 15,
then it was 30, then it was 45, and
yeah, 45, and then it was like
60 something.
Yeah, 50, like at least 55 or something like that for the fourth gym. So you had to beat a trainer with 55, level 55 Pokemon or something like that. Now, if you have a level 75 Pokemon in your team, and the rest of yours is like 50s, and you fight the next gym, it matches your highest level Pokemon. So all of their Pokemon are the same as your highest level. Well, no, they'll be all exactly 75. Until your Pokemon levels, if it goes to 76, all those Pokemon will change to level 76 in that fight. It's not even like the next fight they'll change. So as soon as your Pokemon levels, they all get a level. Just building my team up now.
I haven't figured out a lot of the Pokemon. I don't actually, there's too many Pokemon. I have no idea what would be a good team comp.
I don't know what's a good team comp either, because most of the Pokemon I don't know. So that's why I said I'm hoping this will be my team comp that I have now, but who the heck knows?
Nobody knows it better.
But yeah, I did get 10% of my deck. So I've seen 10% of the...
You've seen 10% or caught 10%?
I'm not sure. It got an achievement for something to do with 10%.
Did you get it when you seen it, or did you get it when you caught something?
I think it's when I caught something.
Oh, that's a good question.
So then it's probably you've caught 10%, because I'm sure you've seen more than 10% of the Pokédex now.
Especially in that room that you built.
Yeah, that room.
That room was ridiculous.
I've literally added every single fire-type Pokémon into one spawner, every single grass-type Pokémon into one spawner, every type of water Pokemon. I have to add them in manually, each one. It's not even like go through a list. I have to type in each one's name from an online list. So I spent quite a bit of time, me and Stefan, yesterday doing that. We have four spawners set up. Water, fire, grass, and electric are set up. The only ones we didn't put in there were legendaries, and the ones that would be too hard to farm off of. So, like, if it's fire water, we didn't add it. Because fire water has, like, no weaknesses. Or same with grass, if it's grass fire.
It's like my lung turn, or whatever it's called. The electric water bug thing. It's electric bug in electric water thing in my party.
Yeah. But that one can still be technically weak against grass. They always have some weaknesses, but you're... More than likely, if you're going to fight a fire Pokemon, what are you going to use?
Water.
So if it's fire water, what are you going to use?
Fuck no.
Yeah. You could use normal, and pretty much anything is equally effective, except it still does have some weaknesses, but it gets super complicated on trying to figure out which one to fight it with, so we just said, we'll leave those ones out.
What does she do? Oh dear, right, what time are we running at the moment on this?
We have 44 minutes.
44 minutes. Okie doke. So there hasn't been much gaming news.
No.
There's been one big bit of news that has gaming connotations, but is also a discussion on ridiculous, stupid racism. Okay, where do we start from this? So in the Discord, Terry, there is two pieces of news. They are the same story, but I guess both sources can be put in there because one is the beginning and the other is sort of a response afterwards.
So you
top
want...
one is the beginning, the bottom one is the response.
Okay.
Note that I'm doing this. I've pulled a Stefan here. There's no reason. I have pulled a Stefan. I'm in the middle of a run of Vampire Survivors at the moment. But what I will do here is I will pause it so we can discuss the story. There's my difference.
Okay.
I was like, what do you mean you're pulling a Stefan? And then I looked at your glasses. I was like, oh, that's what he means.
You
I was
see
wondering
the game
what,
on the side.
I was wondering what the flashing was.
Yeah, it's just it's Vampire Survivors because, my God, that is just a game that is such a just a concept.
I've played it.
It shouldn't be. It's on Game Pass. It's really dirt cheap, on Steam.
But I've been playing.
What's described as a reverse bullet hell, which is just like you are the person shooting out all the bullets. at the ridiculously large horde of enemies that come towards you. There isn't any vampires. It's a bit weird that it's called Vampire Survivors. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, it's a fun game. It's got roguelike connotations and, you know, upgrades and tasks and shit. And, you know, it's almost like it's got achievements in there. It doesn't. It's got unlocks instead. But, yeah, so that's that. Right. New story. The big story. Friday. July 8th. At 9 o'clock in the morning, our time. 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Japanese time. I don't know, Tokyo standard, something like that. The former Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, was assassinated by an absolute, and I'm going to say it, an absolute raving nutjob, who used a pipe gun to kill the man.
Okay.
Gun laws are absolutely massively strict in Japan, like ridiculously strict. Engineering degrees, though, are easy to come by, as it seems like with this guy. He had a, like, basically, it was a double-barreled shotgun, but it was more closer to an IED, because it just basically sent out explosives out of the tubes, as opposed to just being a gun. But that had happened. Police had raided his house, found boxes full of weaponry that he'd made, including his same idea for this double-barreled pipe gun, but let's call it a non-barreled pipe gun. A square of 9 tubes and a mobile phone trigger.
Okay.
To do something. Apparently, his thing at the moment is he had a grudge against the former Prime Minister regarding military bollocks, basically. I don't want to mention his name because he doesn't deserve to have any sort of notoriety in that case. Just become an invisible person. See you later. What did happen, though? Is on 4chan, because it's always fucking 4chan, someone had posted, or like a comedian had posted, or no, someone had posted that game developer Hideo Kojima was the suspect. D, by the way, you are so far off screen, I only see the back of your head.
I'm on this monitor, this corner, sorry.
Yeah. Just...
And I'm looking at you, so I'll... There we go.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, that's better. So, yeah, Hideo Kojima was joked to have been the suspect because, you know, good old... Put the knife away, Terry. That's also terms of service. Jesus.
I don't know what you're talking about. There is no knife.
Yeah, don't... But, yeah, put it away. Because of the stupid racist character or stereotype that all Japanese people look alike. They don't. Fucking shut up. Just let that sink in, alright? Anyway.
That's like we all look alike.
A comedian.
Yeah,
because we're all, you know, because we're all Western. You know, it's just how... Yes, I know there are points to claim Game Pass. Jesus Christ, give me a break. Every time I play a Game Pass game, it's like, don't miss out, connect to your phone. I don't want to, I'm playing the game on the screen, not on my phone. Anyway, yeah, so a comedian, a French comedian, picked it up and thought, oh, this might be a decent joke that we can go ahead with. So he posted it on his socials. It was then picked up by a far-right politician, Knobcheese, who posted in French, see, it was the left that did it. Because, of course, if you're a far-right nutjob, anything that goes on that affects you is the fault of the left.
Same with the left, with the right?
Yeah, that does happen on the other side, but nowhere near as much as it does...
Right to left, is it?
On the right wing, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, he posted it out there. So now you've got two people who have posted pictures of Hideo Kojima, one wearing a Che Guevara shirt, the other with him stood next to a picture of something, then the other wearing another with him wearing a Russian, you know, the Russian woolly hat thing. I don't know. It has a name. I don't know it, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So far-right politician spreading his fucking bile. The comedians just thought, oh, this is a joke, I guess. Sure, there might be some stereotyping issues, but it's fun, right? Yeah, picked up by a Greek news station.
Oh, Jesus.
Who didn't name Hideo Kojima, because none of them have named him as Hideo Kojima. They named him as the name of the suspect, but that's out there as public information. But this suspect apparently looked exactly like Mr. Kojima himself, and it's just like, he didn't. He looked nothing like him. That's the joke. I'm finger quotes here, just for the audio listeners, just to confirm how fucking stupid that is. So yeah, the news station eventually pulled the news, the story, or at least pulled that part of the story, because, you know, they realized they got fucked up. The far-right politician deleted his tweet and then, you know, tried to justify his actions. You know, it was like, oh, I know, this is what happens with the misinformation, blah, blah, blah. Funny about misinformation, hey? It's almost like proofreading and source checking has just gone out the fucking window and you just believe what everything is first time it appears.
That's the new world we live in.
Sign me up for not living in it. I don't mean it like that. I mean, just change the world back to what it was, not...
There's no going back.
Something else, but, you know.
Unless they make AI. Yeah. They're going to make AI to start proofreading everything.
Oh.
Soon,
yeah, AI usually...
Soon we're going to have, I bet you anything, we're going to have, every time at the top of a link, it will say, AI suggests this link is so much percent true.
Yeah. Like a disruption sort of thing. They do have that with the Twitter thing. It's like whether accounts are disruptive or not.
Yeah.
Generally, a high disruptive account can go down to a Twitter bot. Oh, yeah, speaking of, small news. I've not got the link for it, but Elon Musk decided to pull out just like he pulled out of his the Twitter deal.
Did he actually?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Twitter were not providing him the information of all those bots that are on the Twitter.
If they
Twitter
knew...
told them Twitter told them about 10% of the accounts are bots, and he's like, no, I've got information that says they are more. There are more. I've got information that suggests there's half of Twitter that are bot accounts.
I highly doubt that.
Twitter were going, no, mate, no, there isn't. So he's pulled out the deal. However, he's pulled out the deal by saying, I'm not buying you. Everything's already signed for. So Twitter are now going to sue for breach of purchasing contracts or stuff like that, breach of contract. Well, let's be fair, he can afford it. But
can he, though? Like, he's supposed to be the richest person in the world, but, like, well, not the richest, but, like...
He's up there.
He doesn't actually have that amount of money. It's all... in holdings
and shit.
Yeah. It's all in holdings and in companies and like
I believe he did sell like I nearly said sold XL stock then. No, he doesn't own XL and please nope.
I will laugh so hard now if he goes out and buys it.
We don't
You're gonna make Ryan cry.
Yeah, please look, no, stop.
Hey, but get a lot of attention.
Yeah, but he bought it in SpaceX stock. That's what I was trying to say. He sold SpaceX stock, Tesla stock, for the purchase of...
But he actually didn't. He lent on Tesla stock. He didn't actually sell any. He lent on it. He put a lien on his... He's like, I'm good. He basically just said, I'm good for it. To like and banks and stuff, and said, "Look, I'm good for it. I got this to back it." And I don't know, it's fucking stupid.
Madness. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. Elon Musk versus Twitter will now continue as a legal case. And speaking of legal cases, the update that PC Gamer did from Kojima Productions basically just comes out and states they strongly condemn the spread of fake news and rumors that convey false information. We do not tolerate such libel. And we'll consider taking legal action in some cases. I think this is one of those cases that they could take, that they could do as a libel case, to be honest. Oh, what happened? And I can speak to this in the course. Oh yeah, what happened? Oh, they claimed the author, developer, founder of our video game company was a politician assassinating.
Fucktwit.
You know, yeah, fucktwit. Yeah, there we go. We'll go with fucktwit. You know, even though I forget the fact that he's at the time he would have been in, you know, America somewhere, just watching Flubber. Or something like that. No, Hideo Kojima, his English Twitter account basically says, "I am made up of 70% movies."
Okay.
He's a massive movie fan. You should know that he's a massive movie fan, to be honest. I mean, look at you know, a lot of his games are coming out. I mean, he was a massive fan of The Walking Dead. That's why he keeps working with Norman Reedus.
But it's also, like in Metal Gear Solid, he loves 80s as well. Well, I don't know if he likes 80s or not, but.
Oh yeah, you know, basically, Escape from New York was sort of it was basically, you know, it was Metal Gear Snake Plissken, which then Plissken became the code name used by Snake in Metal Gear Solid 2. And Snake was obviously, you know, as a character from Metal Gear, but yeah, so moral of the story. Source your information, dickweeds.
Had to think of the proper terminology.
I needed to think of a new bit of terminology that wasn't just calling them fucking morons over and over again. So, you know. Mystic formation. There you go.
That sounds like a porn website.
Well, what you do in you, what you do in Unite is up to you. Terry, do you reckon that's the point where we should call time on this now?
I was actually tempted to click transition as he said that. just end it there. The stream is over.
Then come back and just like, share, subscribe, all that business.
Yeah.
You know? which you should do, by the way. You know, give us a follow. You know, we can do some of this when we try to chat during our streams, and we stream almost all week.
Yeah, almost every day now.
Yeah. So we can go through that quick thing on the first. You know, this will come out on the Thursday. But if you're watching live now, or you've watched, or you find some, if you decide to watch the Twitch VOD tomorrow, the not yet titled Monday stream. That's the name of the stream. It's the joke.
Okay.
We'll be continuing the Supergiant games. I'll be playing Transistor tomorrow. So, that'll be a thing. No honk. There's no honk. Tuesday, potentially, Duncan plays a tactical RPG, because he shocked me. Well, I say shocked me. He knew. He told me on last week's podcast that he was going to shock me by playing the game he was talking about, The Symphony of War. Oh, no, he did shock me, because he told me he was going to play Fire Emblem and played Symphony of War, the Nephilim Saga instead, which is another tactical RPG like Fire Emblem. A lot of engagement on that, you know. There was a lot of talkative stuff going on. And then also occasionally maybe Better Together happens. Wednesday, again, maybe a stream happens. Extraction reaction, Steph gets bored, you know, one of the other things. Teamfight Thursday's on Thursday. We'll be back on the Murder Bridge this week.
On the Murder Bridge.
Yeah, so it's just Aram again. While we try and also figure out more stipulations for the following week's TFT stream. Play Session intends to return. No Canada-wide internet service drop withstanding.
Yeah, that was...
Was that out from Friday?
Yeah, and it's still not fully recovered yet. Just an update for that.
Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, maybe play session happened. Maybe it'll be a UK-focused play session next week. Who knows?
See, I didn't lose it, because my internet provider...
No, you had internet enough to panically text me to tell me that you didn't do your predictions that Friday.
Yeah. My internet provider goes through one of the other top of the... There's only three companies, really, that does everything in all of Canada.
Mm.
There's Rogers, which went... Then there's Bell, and then there's TELUS. TELUS does do internet and all that stuff. They're a little bit more West Coast and more cell phones and stuff like that. They do have home internet, home phones and stuff like that, but they're not the big two of home phone, internet, all that stuff, like door service. Their bigger portion of their business is cell phones. But my company subsidizes through Bell, luckily, not Rogers. Duncan either has Rogers now or is still with a company that subsidizes through Rogers, which means he was out for the count.
Is that like us with Virgin and BTEC? Most things go through BTEC.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, every country does that.
Before the advent of fiber, there was just phone line or cable.
Yeah.
So Virgin would have cable, and then virtually every other company would go through the BT phone lines.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly here. Rogers was cable, and Bell was telephone. So basically, everybody went through one of those two companies. Telus was there, but they're the next up and coming. They're number three. They're sort of still catching up. But like you said, now fiber's there. There's a lot more companies putting wires in the ground. But a lot of it still goes through those other companies' already built systems.
It's like
why spend hundreds of millions of dollars to put lines in the ground and getting permits for all that and whatever it is to do all of that when there's companies that already have it?
Yeah.
It's like most phone lines or whatever in the ground technically owned by BT open source. And the companies are just rent the lines or nick them.
Mm-hmm. They have contracts with it and they're allowed so many clients on it. The downside about that is that the bigger company has all the control. And a lot of the times these bigger companies end up breaching their contracts with the smaller companies because they got to keep their own customers happy. So they end up throttling that smaller company instead of their own customers. If their
That's
network
where the
usage
net neutrality bullshit goes in.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of bullshit with that too, but
But yeah, that's what happened, and that's why PlayStation will most likely, could be UK-centric.
It should be
fixed.
It should be. But they said by Monday everything should be back up and running, so.
Yeah. So, that should be
it
a sort of thing there. And then, the weekend, it's the RPN weekend takeover. The adventures of Notawa Himajim are continuing.
Notawa Himajim?
At some speed. Notawa Himajim. He's a Lalafell. He's like a in terms of Final Fantasy, they have like explained that Lalafell are gnomes.
Yeah.
In a sense. Sort of dwarves and gnomes.
Like yeah, big
though. And did we figure out what was going on with the D&D thing?
Oh, that is an idea. It was supposed to be a stream, but there still needs some finalization.
Is it a stream? Because I heard it wasn't originally. But then...
Darius is requesting for it to be a stream.
Okay. Well, he's the one running it, so if he wants it to be a stream, it's going to
be
a stream.
It'll be him sorting it, because it won't be me. Well, damn well won't be me sorting it, I'll tell you that right now.
It'll be the DM.
My God, I hope he's got some sort of UI going, because that'll be fun. But yeah, so that's happening. So there's the potential that that our D&D stream, or that there will be a D&D stream happening next week. Ish, not confirmed, but it is the plan. Okay. So just to take that into account, and then of course the podcast you're listening to it. So,
Is it still planned for a Sunday? Because it's coming for a very very long Sunday.
Well, there's the thing. I asked for the confirmation on that. When I asked, could you limit it down from 3 hours to 2? I didn't get a response.
Yeah. Or possibly a different day, even. Like, I know that Saturdays and Sundays were really the only days that people were available. But.
Yeah.
We've been struggling.
That's our problem, yeah. Not audience's problem. That's true. So we'll consider that. So yeah, that's everything then. Terry, if you want to take us out or why not? Oh, we didn't say that last thing.
The last thing. Like,
where you can,
like,
listen to the podcast.
Oh yeah. Everywhere. Everywhere. Audio versions, yeah, of this podcast.
Including Google Podcasts. That was the one I was trying to say.
Oh. Oh.
What, yeah, time have we played Elden Ring?
I have not.
No, that feature's finished because Steph did play Elden Ring.
Yeah. Okay. I also don't have that video anymore on my thing, so I can't even do it.
Yeah, I still have it, kind of.
Well, I have the video. I just have to put it into OBS. And I did manage to, while we were streaming, add chat to the stream without making anything go funny. I did that while we were streaming.
Oh, wow.
I used some of your talking time to update my scene.
Oh, thanks.
It's a lot easier when I have you around, because when you're not around, I have to do all the talking. It's kind of nice.
That's fair.
So yeah, that's fair. If you like what you see, everybody, like, share, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, on whatever platform you're watching or listening to us on. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, follow us on all the things.
Yeah. If you hear that voice, click whatever the follow, like, share, comment. Even if you just want to say hi. We'll shout you out next time
if you want to be shouted out, of course. If you know, if you say hello and then you just say hi, please don't respond, and then so be it.
If you don't say please don't respond, we might respond. But
yeah, Jeff, yeah, be warned on that. Just know, we don't bite.
You will instantly become our best friend if you just say hi. You are now our best friend. No.
Yeah, you will all be friends. We're all friends.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.